This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. The Ten Commandments. Today we're looking at the second commandment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents you should do good. With your parents you should do ihsan. Ihsan is to perfect your conduct. Ihsan is to perfect anything and everything you do in life. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the commandment to perfect our conduct with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He uses the term ihsan, which has this connotation of goodness and beautification. So not only do we have to do good to them, we also have to beautify that good towards them. Sometimes you can do good things to people, but you know, the way you do it, it's not that good. So not only do you do the good, like let's say for example, you owe somebody some money, you return the money to them, but you do it late. Along with the fact that you're doing it late, you end up taking some of the money and then you return half of it later on and so forth. All of that because sometimes people are of this nature, they don't want to return back what they've taken. Inshallah, you're not that way. Inshallah, anyone you know is not that way. But the point is that that is there within society. When we're dealing with our parents, not only do we do good to them, but we also perfect that good. So it comes out beautiful. It comes out with husn. It comes out with beauty. That's the way we're supposed to be with our parents. Now notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ihsan. Ahsana yuhsinu. The verb in the Arabic language has two different ways for us to use it. We can say ahsana bi shay wa ahsana ila shay. We can say ahsana bi shay'i aw ahsana ila shay. He ended up doing good towards that person. He ended up doing good with that person or with that concept. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the parents in the Qur'an and in multiple places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term bi. Ahsana bi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents do the good. What's the difference between the two? See, when you see a person on the street just walking around, you know, you don't know him too well, but the person is poor and you can see he's got a problem. You can see he needs some help there. You take some money, you hand it over to him, even if you're going through a tough time, you've done good, but you've done goodness towards him. That's it. After that, your relationship with him is no longer there anymore. You're not going to meet him, you're not going to greet him, you're not going to talk to him ever again. That's it. You guys have, you know, unless you see him in another spot, likely than not, you will not be able to meet him again to do that good. But with the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the goodness is not supposed to be occurring once and that's where you stop. You know when you have a goal? Whenever you have a goal, you get to that goal and you stop, right? And that's why you use the term ila wasala ila makanin kada wa kada wa kada. Right? He ended up reaching to this spot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says sari'u ila maghfira. So your end goal is to maghfira of Allah. That's what you're trying to reach, right? When you end up doing good to somebody, you do that good. If Allah uses the term ila or you use the term ila, it's you've done it and that's your goal, you finished. But the type of ihsan that Allah wants from you towards your parents, from me towards my parents, from our parents towards their parents, and from their parents towards their parents, and from our children towards us, and so on and so forth, is a type of good that sort of envelops the individual. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And with your parents do the good. So whenever your parents are there, the goodness has to remain. There is no end goal. So long as your parents are available, the goodness remains. And even after the parents are there, the goodness remains as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to practice to convey. Notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the concept of parents second to nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And he does that in many places in the Quran. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that you worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and that you do goodness to your parents. So next to no one is the rights of the parents except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's the only person that after whom the rights of the parents come. Before them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah is the parents. And this also shows us something else. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell you that if you are not able to do good to your parents, then likely you're not going to be able to do good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Why is that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did create you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did blow the soul into you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did command for your creation to occur as well. Allah did command for your existence to happen, and He created your existence as well. But when you came out through the means of your parents. You came out to this world through the means of your parents. So if you're not even able to do good to the means, how are you going to do good to the origin? So Allah says, do good to me, be monotheistic in your interactions with me, do not associate partners with me, and then you remember your parents as well, because that is the Rasul, that is the means. And that's why when we're dealing with warfare, though we're far away from it, what happens? When we want to do good to the origin, when we want to do good to the country that is dealing with us, we do good to what? The ambassador of that country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made your parents the means for you to come to the world. If you do good to your parents, then and only then will you be able to do goodness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is captured in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, whoever is not thankful and grateful to the people, he will not be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your action points over here are number one. Go right now, right after this video finishes. And if you've never done it in your life, I know it's going to be difficult, but go and kiss your parents on their forehead right now. And if your parents are not with you, at least call them and tell them, I love you. Even if those words are difficult, even if it feels like a mountain is about to fall on you, it's not going to fall. Nothing's going to happen. You're going to be perfectly fine. But what's going to happen is your scale of good deeds are going to go higher and higher. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to practice, to convey. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.